Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Great to be with you. I am Bart Winkler. It is the Bart Winkler Show. You can reach us at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We were just doing our worst in five. It's our power rankings in the NFL, trying to figure out, because the Giants are eliminated from the playoffs. They are 2-10.
A tradition unlike any other.
Yeah. The Titans are 1-10, and they're not eliminated from the playoffs. Now, obviously, the NFC and AFC are different conferences. It makes perfect sense that a team with two wins can be eliminated in one conference, while a team with one win isn't mathematically eliminated in the other conference. That makes sense. But it also begets the question, wait, how then? How at all? This team is 1-10. How can they make the playoffs? So let me just look at week 13. A couple of matchups that need to go the Titans' way. And if any of these matchups go differently, the Titans are out of the playoffs. Okay? If any of these matchups go differently. The Bengals need to beat the Ravens. If the Ravens win, the Titans are eliminated from the playoffs. So they're not eliminated yet, but if the Ravens win on Thursday, they are out. Okay? What else needs to happen? There's a couple more. Just playing around with the week 13. I think the Jets need to beat Atlanta, weirdly enough. Or Tennessee would be out. Somebody did the playoff simulator at ESPN. And rather than going through every game for the next 6 weeks, I'll tell you what the standings need to look like in the AFC. Some of these NFC games can go either way. Green Bay at Detroit, that's not going to affect anything that happens in the AFC. So let's look at, let's just look at the AFC. So here's what needs to happen in the AFC for the Tennessee Titans to actually make the playoffs. Right now, the Buffalo Bills are 7-4. They need to finish 7-10. So they need to lose out. Right now, the Chiefs are 6-5. They could win one more game and still be in. They could beat Dallas. Okay. The Baltimore Ravens are 6-5. They need to finish 6-11. They need to lose out. Tennessee obviously needs to win out, and then Jacksonville would need to lose out. So if Tennessee is going to make the playoffs, this is what the records need to be at the end of the season. Okay? New England needs to win the AFC East at 14-3, with Buffalo taking 7-10, Jets 6-11, Dolphins 5-12. In the AFC West, Denver wins that at 13-4. The Chargers are 10-7. Vegas wins four of their next six to go 6-11, and Kansas City does not win again. They're 6-11. The Pittsburgh Steelers win most of their games to go 10-7 and win the North. Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Cleveland all finish 6-11. Indianapolis finishes 12-5 to win the AFC South. Meanwhile, Houston, Tennessee, and Jacksonville all finish 7-10. So Houston can win one more game. Tennessee needs to win out, and Jacksonville needs to lose the rest. That would put the wild card teams as the 10-7 Chargers as the 5 seed, and then the 6 seed would be the 7-10 Houston Texans, and the Tennessee Titans at 7-10 would then slip in as the 7 seed to go to Denver in round one. Basically, what they need is a lot of things to happen, not limited to Jacksonville, Kansas City, and Baltimore in most scenarios, and Buffalo not winning another game. So how can the Tennessee Titans win the playoffs? That is how. They also, if this is all 100% correct, could be eliminated by Thursday night anyway. But ask and you shall receive, even if it's me that asked the question. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Carl's in Chicago. Carl, good to see you.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
You need to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
What?
Who do you think is winning Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year in the NFL?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who do you think?
Mike Ibuka.
Yeah, he's been playing well. He's got pretty good odds. I'll pull up the latest odds. Again, 2026.
I've already circled it. I'm actually going to go ahead and laminate and put on a placard the new phone screening rules for the new year. Two winners back to back. Guys are great. You guys are really bringing the heat today.
Yeah, well, it seems like in some of these calls, there's a reluctance to even be on the phone.
Well, that, and I don't want to be an ageist, but maybe I need to bump up the minimum age calling, because lately we've got a lot of, I can't imagine the last 2-3 callers we've had over the age of 19, and we've had a rash of young callers call lately. And I'm not saying young guys and gals can't contribute. I'm just saying you haven't. So maybe we need to step it up for this new generation. Let's start bringing some enthusiasm and some energy here to the air. Come on.
Well, let me look at Rookie of the Year in a second, but on that note, let's go to Blake. Blake's in Canada. Hey, Blake.
Hey, Bert. What's going on today?
What's up with you, Blake? How you doing?
Not much. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Well, I just want to talk about Shador's performance.
Yeah, what did you think?
I thought it was an okay performance. They got the win, but do you think he gets the next game?
He'll get the next start. Kevin Stefanski said something like, hey, we won. You know, I don't know if he earned another start based on the win. I think with Dylan Gabriel coming back from concussion protocol, you might as well just have Shador play against the Niners. If he falls on his face, you go back to Gabriel. Maybe. I would like to see Shador get a decent run here. Like, you can give Dylan Gabriel another start or two or three, but you started Shador, you got him with these guys, you got him hyped up. Give him a month. Let's see what does it cost the Browns? They're not doing anything. They're not going anywhere. So I would hope so.
Yeah. And one note for Carlos, do not make a minimum age.
Well, you kind of talked me off that ledge. Thanks for actually bringing it, because good Lord, we needed it.
No, I think, Blake, thanks for the call. Thanks, Blake.
No problem. Thank you.
And so I think there's like younger kids. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I think it maybe it's just an off night. Maybe just an off night.
Yeah, we call those weeknights.
I had a fun interaction with a kid today. I had an interesting interaction with a kid today.
I mean, as much as that drop would have been entertaining, out of context, yeah, you might get investigations launched into you. So I couldn't do that to you.
So I wear a hat a lot.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-hmm. I wear a hat a lot. Basically all the time I'm in a hat. I hate being without a hat. I don't like how my hair looks. My hair is thin. And depending on, like, I am balding. It's getting thin in the front, and there's a nice patch in the back. But it's still, like, I can go to a wedding and not wear a hat if my hair's done the right way. Okay? And wearing a hat so much actually is preventing my hair from growing. It's like grass in sunlight. I don't know if that's true, but I have a red beard. But I don't have red hair. It's brown. So a lot of people think I have red hair all over the place, which I don't. It's brown. So a lot of people call me a ginger and other redheaded slangs. Which, whatever. But a kid took my hat off today at this basketball practice. I don't know why kids do this. They see a hat on you. Kids, like, know if you're wearing a hat that you're not just wearing it. You're wearing it because you need it. So now I don't like acting too like, oh, give me the hat, give me the hat, give me the hat. But the kid goes to me, whoa, I thought your hair would be red. I said, yeah, a lot of people think that. I actually thought that was nice that he said that, honestly, a second grader. And then he touches my head. And he goes, one, two. And he's like climbing his finger up my head.
What?
And he goes, three, four, five. He goes, you have a five head. And I go, I've heard the joke. Because not a four head, it's a five head. I've heard the joke. I like the joke. I appreciate the joke. I've never had anyone actually count out spaces on my forehead to get to the joke that I have a five head. This is like the third instance of a kid taking off my hat. Because these kids, you know, this one was a little older. He's in second grade. But a lot of like my buddy or my kid's buddy's brothers, you know, a lot of kids, it might be me. It might be just whatever. They see me, and they see climb on person. So kids are always climbing on me. I was taking my hats off. But the last three kids that have taken my hat off, like, oh, I'm going to take this guy's hat off, they've then looked in their eyes like, oh, my God, this is unnatural. So maybe that's another New Year's resolution. Maybe I do something. I did tweet a picture of me with a completely bald head this evening. So if you want to check that out, if you care about the comings and goings and stylings of one Bart Winkler, which I know you don't, I'll be a distant memory to you at some point anyway. What's it matter? But if you do care, that's fine. Okay, Rookie of the Year odds. Tet McMillan, plus 120. Emeka Abuka, plus 250. Jackson Dart, plus 375. If Jackson Dart plays a few more games and gets the win, you know, I know it's not going to be a full season, but he could be up there. But it looks like it's a race between the two wide receivers, McMillan and Abuka. Defensively, Carson Swechinger is the leader in the clubhouse. He was the second-round pick for the Browns, who did have a nice draft, pending on what's going on with these quarterbacks. Jalen Walker and Nick Imenwori, the Seattle safety. So Schlesinger's got minus 400 odds, and Walker's at plus 750. So the Rookie of the Year race, Dart had a nice run, but McMillan and Abuka are kind of like jockeying with each other. Genty's fallen down. Judkins is in striking distance. Yeah, it probably comes to one of the receivers unless Jackson Dart comes back and wins a couple of games. Dylan's in Massachusetts. Dylan.
Hello. I have a short personal anecdote.
Good.
About a month ago, my mom and I were listening to the show in the car, and the first thing she said was, "Wow, he really lets these callers talk for a while."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I might need to delay that New Year's resolution a couple days because the fantasy punishment was going to be stay on the line with Bart Winkler for over a minute.
Oh, wow.
No, I made that up.
All right, good.
I was thinking about the college football coaching landscape and how, you know, your adage is fire him. Who are we going to hire? I don't know. I don't care. That's not my job. The people whose job that is seem to be awfully nervous. They will prefer the good over the great, it seems.
Yeah.
No one wants to fire anybody now. And then next year, everyone's going to be on the hot seat. And I feel like we're just going to have, you know, like a quarter of the country is going to be coached by the boiling frog.
Yeah. There'd be so many different things. Dylan, appreciate it. Tell your mom hi. Yeah, say hi to your mother for me, all right? There'd be so many different, like, things that would happen and occur if these buyouts weren't so large. But you have to have these big buyouts, or how are you going to attract people to your program, is what's happened. There was an arms race for these coaches, and now the buyouts need to be so big. We're still on pins and needles about what's going to happen with Lane Kiffin. Apparently he's going to go win this Egg Bowl and then tell us the next day he's out. And will that impact, if he does leave, will they knock Ole Miss down in the playoffs? And that's what the committee guy was asked tonight. And they go, what's the difference between Oregon and Ole Miss? And then he said 6-7, but he said it in like the worst way ever. Gus says, I'm the same way. I wear a hat, bald in the front, brown hair in the back, red beard that is literally now more gray than red. I'm the same age as you, so at least you're not gray yet. I got a little patch of gray on my chin. I want gray. I want to be gray. I want to be gray in the worst way. I do. I want to be gray. Let's get to Greg in Michigan. Greg!
El Bardo, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive, the king of all Detroit media, let me tell you.
Working that in, Greg. Okay.
Hey, did you see my post about you and Shep, baby?
So, David Shepard actually sent me a message that he was listening to Stephen A. Smith live, and you mentioned our names.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Well, no, that's the least I could do.
Did he say, who in the hell are those two guys?
Not at all.
Good.
Stephen A. is probably going to interview Shep Baby, because I brought him up about 2 weeks ago, and it's a long story, but yes, Stephen A. knows who both of you are. And
Stephen A. is going to have David Shepard on his show?
As a matter of fact, yes, and it's because of possibly me, yes.
Shouldn't that be the other way around?
Well, real quick, this is what happened. Hey, you and David Shepard and Stephen A. Smith's producer goes, do you know who David Shepard is? And Stephen A. Smith goes, stop it. Of course I know who David Shepard is. And he says, I'm going to interview him. And I love Stephen A. Smith. He believes that the Pistons are going to give the Eastern, because he loves the New York Knicks. And
sure.
He just feels that it's going to be the Pistons and OKC. And then, it's been a whirlwind. Since being on with you last night, this morning I'm on with my buddy Jason Rathel on 104.3. Then I'm on Stephen A. Smith. Then I talked to, Dan Patrick, their producer. And I thought they were upset with me.
And they go,
no. And I want to give a positive message every Friday, and they're going to entertain the thought of signing off with Patrick giving a positive message. And then tonight, I was on with Chris Cuomo, and he told the world that he loves me, and I love that man like more than life itself. And it was fantastic. And I'm going to download the thing with Stephen A., and I'm going to tag you. And it's just,
all right.
It all started with you last night. But real quick. The Pistons, are going places. Hopefully the Lions will give your Green Bay Packers a run for the money. I just think your defense is just too strong. Our offense is very porous. And what do you think the score is going to be real quick? You think it's going to be high scoring, or is it going to be...
Detroit, Green Bay?
Yeah.
31-21.
And you think it was the Lions? That's what you said last night.
Yeah, I'm expecting the Lions to win. I mean, I don't know.
El Bardo, you've changed my life. I appreciate you. And I know Carlos might use a drop, but I'm not going to do tonight. But please, thank you for taking my call. And thank you for letting me ramble. And everybody, go for your dreams. Thanks, El Bardo. You're the best. A lot of people listen to you. I get a lot of private messages after the show, and they'll go, whoa, are you all right, Mr. P? I'm a little bit, I took a sleeping pill, so I'm a little bit drowsy.
Oh. But well, go to bed. Go to bed. You got in the show. Go to bed now.
Love you. Have a good one.
All right, love you too, Greg. That's Greg in Michigan.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, I have one answer, though, for you.
Please.
So Greg in Michigan, I am genuinely interested in this man's day-to-day activity.
I am too, but for completely different reasons than you are.
I talk to Greg, not for anybody, but for me. I want to talk to Greg. I want to know who he's calling, what they're saying.
Oh, you don't have to wonder. He tells you his itinerary.
Oh, well, I know. Look, and Dylan said his mom, you know, Bart, I do like to talk to callers. I think that is part of having a call-in show. Why am I going to say the number 900 times and then take three calls? That doesn't make sense. Now, they're... can be some give and take about how much do you and how much. And, you know, I don't think that I've perfected that. I think I probably abuse it. But how many great people have we gotten to meet over the last couple of years?
Or just people, period.
Yeah, no one ever said they were great.
Not all of them can be winners. In order for people to win, some got to lose.
You know, life's about the people you meet. Life's about the people you meet and how many of them talk behind your back and how many of them say it to your face. And I'm trying to be a say it to your face kind of guy.
Me too. I mean, it's clearly as I'm saying it right now.
Is there anything you'd like to say to my face?
No, you're cool. But I have so many questions.
All right. 888-710-4476. We'll come back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Tell your enemies, too. Be like, yeah, you should listen to this show. You'll question many things afterwards. But you won't question my love for myself. 888-710-4476. Hey, we got an award to give out. Shine that sucker up real nice. We've got our Defensive Player of the Week award, which is brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, where their members are the mission, NavyFederal.org. I actually thought about this on Thursday. I thought, wow, 8 sacks for the Houston Texans and a couple of key interceptions. There's got to be a Defensive Player of the Week in there, and there's a lot of guys to choose from. I'm going to give it to Kalen Bullock. He had the 2 interceptions, including the game winner. Looked like he was going to return one to the house. There was a penalty on that play, but he did pick off Josh Allen twice. And so he, of the Houston Texans, of the 8 sacks, 2 interception, and a recovered fumble, Houston Texans, the whole defense can celebrate and put their hand on it, maybe take it home for a day and sleep with it or whatever they do. But Kalen Bullock gets the official award. His name will be on the placard, which we will send to One Texans Way. He is your Defensive Player of the Week. Again, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Their members are the mission, NavyFederal.org. The Texans address is actually 2 NRG Park, Houston, Texas. Because last week I said this about the Giants, and I said it was One Giants Way. The Giants, oh yeah, we looked that up. 1925 Giants Drive, because that's when they were.
That's when they were established.
A lot of ballparks. Yeah, a lot of, like, this also gives me the San Francisco Giants. They play at 24 Willie Mays Plaza. So Willie Mays was 24, so they named it after him, and then they make the number symbolic as well. The Packers, as I mentioned, play at 1265 Lombardi Avenue because the meatpacking company that had first sponsored the Packers, the Acme Packers, was actually founded in ancient Norway in the year 1265, and the great descendants came over to the Green Bay area. It was Wrightstown specifically where they had their first shop before they moved over to a location in Ashwaubenon, and all of this is made up. Let's go to Kevin in Louisville. Kevin.
Mr. Bardo, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Kevin, what's going on, my man?
I'm an OG. Okay, I'm not a young guy.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I listen to you on the radio.
That's right.
Well, you know what? I called in and I heard Mr. Greg, because we always battle with the one that you took the place of before, but hit that parlay last week, dude. You're going to win this game this week on Thanksgiving. Yes. I got the Packers.
Who did I take the place of? JR?
Yes.
And then he moved up? Yeah, oh yeah.
Is he still alive?
Hey, he's on right before me.
I never get home. I never get home from work, you know, the tag, and you're up late, and so, yeah. So, anyway, sorry, Greg. Detroit's going to lose. Packers win that. Cowgirls win that. Eagles going to lose that game Friday. And what's the other game this Thanksgiving?
Well, Ravens-Bengals. And I like the Ravens because I like Joe Burrow had a quote where he said, I remember watching Matt Stafford throw for a bunch of yards and lose. So I'm like, okay, well, that's what you're going to do then.
Yeah, well, I got to go with that. And I hit that parlay last week, and two overtime games, are you kidding me? Hit that, I'm like, wow. Yeah, and then my buddy's Pittsburgh Steelers, so I'm like, sorry, bud. The Bears are moving on, dude. They're moving up.
Yeah, they look good.
It's going to be a tough matchup this week. I don't even know. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? I put you all in there with the New England Patriots. Future bet.
Why? Yep. That's the second Patriots-Packers Super Bowl call tonight? What are you guys, what's wrong with you?
Well, it's time for you to beat them. Or did you beat them?
They beat them back in 96, Kevin. Appreciate the call. I don't think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. If they go to the Super Bowl, I'll do this show naked the next day. How about that?
Yeah, so we'll all be looking forward to you having you fully clothed.
Yeah. Should I tell Marco about the new show rule?
Please. Yeah, he'll get a kick out of this.
Marco, so we had two calls tonight that were really just
abysmal.
They went nowhere. And if I say that, then you know something's wrong.
Just two, eh? So,
well, yeah.
Give it time. We still got an hour and a half.
On my scale is much different than the normal standard talk show host who is doing an impression of who they grew up listening to. That's not a slight on anybody. That is actually the business, and everyone's taking shrapnel from that. But we have decided, because we do, you know, like TSA pre-check was like, oh, TSA pre-check, but not like everybody has it. So we got to like re kind of classify the people that we just, oh, okay, you're good. So we're going to really clamp down on the kind of calls that we take, which means we're going to have to screen it a little tighter. But I did let everybody know that we're not going to start that until January of the, and you know what, I'm going to get a little antsy. I kind of want to come into the new year hot. So let's start it on December 29th. Does that sound good?
That's a good date. Yeah. I think that's the day you want to pinpoint. That's a Monday, correct? So that's, you go right into the week, going into that new year. I think that's the perfect date.
And I'll be done with my Christmas vacation. I'll be so refreshed. I'll be so eager to jump back on the Infinity Sports Network airwaves.
It helps, too, because Christmas is on a Thursday, so we only have to take that one day on the Friday, and then it leads us right into the next week. It's a perfect time to get completely refreshed.
Sound logic by both of you.
I really like it a lot. I really do.
Yeah, so there we go. December 29th. You're going to want to listen in.
Maybe you can make it a mid-season premiere. You know, we had our season premiere a couple of months ago. Maybe this is our mid-season premiere. Like, you know, when the fall book comes out, the ratings, you know, with the TV programming. This is what we're doing. December 29th, mid-season premiere. A reset, if you will.
I like that. I will say this, too. You guys know I'm usually in that closet all night long. I don't get to pop in here once an hour, a few minutes here, a few minutes there. Yeah. I will spend the full hour of the first hour of the show hanging out here.
That's actually unprecedented. Are you sure you're up for it?
I can definitely do that. I see no reason not to. Like I said, I'll be refreshed at that point. I don't see any reason. There'll be no other obligations. I will move that stuff aside, and I will focus solely on the Bart Winkler Show.
And you know what, Bart? You know what? Let's just rip the curtain all down completely. You've been giving me some shade about the lack of guests we had the last couple of months.
Okay.
December 29th, I'm booking you some A-list guys. Just two people. I don't want to go overdo it. We still got a show to do. But two home run A-list guests December 29th.
We're talking about this. Isn't that kind of a weird day? Shouldn't we just do it at the end of the start of the year? That would make more sense.
I don't know. I think a Monday is the perfect time to start it. I mean, New Year's Day is later that week. Kind of messes up. You know, you do what I'm doing in the middle of the week. You want to start on Monday. You want to start fresh.
Okay. It's a deal. It's a deal. Pinky swear.
I'm all in. My 5-year-old daughter is all about the pinky swear. I got to do it 700 times a day. I'm in for another one. Yes.
All right. We'll have our NFL picks coming up next. Here's Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
Time for our six-pack of picks. We're doing NFL tonight. We're doing college tonight as well. And then a little Thanksgiving break for the show. So let's do them tonight.
For you,
we're
going to
make... Well, you got one more day.
No, I got two. I'm doing updates on Thanksgiving.
All right.
Hey, it's all right. I'm stealing money. I mean, I'm going to be working hard.
Hey, I've been busting my ass lately, right?
Sure.
I've been here. All right. So we'll cover all the Thanksgiving Day games, and we'll cover Black Friday, and we'll have to dip into a couple over the weekend. If you want to, you know, play with the spread a little bit, you can, but I mean, we're 6 days out, so good luck. I'll start. You left me with Lions hosting the Packers. I don't know. I feel like the Lions are going to win, but I feel like the spread should be 4.5 at the worst.
Yeah, this is a very fishy line. That's why I'm not touching it.
It's 2.5 for the Lions. I'm just playing this one out. I don't like how the Packers have looked. I know the Lions almost lost to the Giants, but I'm taking the Lions. I don't like it. I should be a better fan, I guess, but I'm taking Detroit to cover
The 2.5. I just see, of all the scenarios that I could see, I see them just scoring a lot of points more than I see some of these other ones. If this was in Green Bay, yeah, I'd take Green Bay, but we already saw that game. It was in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I'd take in Detroit. Trying to convince myself of it. I hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. To be honest, I mean, because I'm not a Packer or a Lions fan, of me being the independent football observer I am, you can give me the Packers and plus money. I almost want to take it, but then this game is in Detroit. I didn't feel great about it, so that's the only reason I stayed away from it. But I thought about Packers with the points, so, you know, do with that information what you will. I am 12-24.
I'm doing nothing with it.
Yeah, rightfully so. All right, let's go to, I think this is going to be the most compelling game of the Thursday slates here, and that's the second game, the Chiefs and Cowboys. Chiefs 6-5, got to have it. Same thing with the Cowboys if they want to get into the postseason. They're 5-5-1. You're giving me 3.5 at Jerry's World. Yes, I know the Cowboys' defense isn't great, but you just saw what they did to Philadelphia. They pretty much stonewalled them in the second half to come back and win that game. I don't think the Chiefs' offense is anything special, and I've been beating the drum all year. Hell, I've been talking about it since March. Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. Once again, I got to go to the well, even though the Chiefs won last week against the Colts. The Colts did cover. I think the Cowboys do the same here. Give me the Cowboys. Give me the 3.5. Cowboys plus 3.5 over Kansas City.
All right, I'll take the last Thanksgiving Day game. Baltimore is a 7-point favorite against the Bengals. Joe Burrow is coming back. Again, I like Joe Burrow to have a big game. I don't think he's coming back just to hand the ball off. They're 3-8. They got nothing really to do except for score points. I think they lose, but I think they keep it within 7. So I will take the Bengals plus the 7 on Thanksgiving night.
I like that one for what it's worth. I probably would have made that same pick. I do like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to skip the Black Friday game completely because I'm just out on Black Friday as a whole. I think it's a waste of time. Retailers are marking up their stuff and then make it look like it's on sale. You're not actually saving anything. Do the research, people. Buy it a couple weeks ago, you would have got a better deal. All right, so skipping the Black Fridays, I'm going to go straight to Sundays. And I just saw the Raiders get their ass handed to them by the Browns. The Raiders are really, really bad. Bart was onto something. Pete Carroll might be one and done. And the Chargers, now they're starting to get healthy. The offensive line being banged up still concerns me a little bit. But the line is not crazy. It's in L.A. It's only laying 9.5. And, Omarion Hampton, their rookie running back for the Chargers, he just opened up his 21-day return window from IR. He might even play this weekend. If he does, I love this line to the moon. Give me the Chargers. I'll lay the 9.5 against the Raiders.
All right, I'll take the Black Friday game then. It's another 7-point spread. Bears play close games. Eagles want to lose. I think 7's too much. So I think the Bears, any other year, I'd say, oh, the Eagles will get right. The Bears are going to do nothing. 7 points is enticing enough to take it and maybe even, as they say, sprinkle some on the money line. I don't know. I don't hate that. I'm taking the Bears plus the 7 against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll ride with you on that one. I hate the Eagles, so that'd be more of an emotional pick. And I'm from Chicago. I got no beef with the Bears.
Should I be commenting on your picks? I never do, and you comment on
all
mine.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm right after your pick, so it's just like a natural thing for me.
I'm right after your pick.
Yeah, not the first one, but
I just drive by and don't even look.
You don't care. Yeah, it just shows me. Maybe I'm just much more dedicated than you are. It's very possible. Last game I'm going to go over here, also Sunday slate. This one is going to be the long.
When you talk, I look at pictures of Anna Kendrick.
Oh, you can do no wrong. Pitch perfect indeed. Vikings and Seahawks. This might be a very ugly game for Minnesota. First of all, they're going to Seattle, so they got to deal with that whole 12th man crap. But also, J.J. McCarthy, which they secretly might hate worse than Kevin Stefanski hates Shador Sanders. His availability for Week 13 is up in the air because he's in concussion protocol, which means they might have to go with Max Brosmer, undrafted rookie. And I saw a little bit of how he looked when they refused to take out Carson Wentz, and then he finally got banged up for the year. So if it's Max Brosmer going against that Seattle defense in Seattle, 10.5 is too low. I will lay the 10.5 happily and take the Seahawks 10.5 over the Vikings.
All right. I have the Packers losing to the Lions and the Lions covering the 2.5. Bengals plus 7 at Baltimore. Bears plus 7 at Philly.
All right. And recap me. I got Chiefs and Cowboys. Cowboys getting 3.5. Raiders at the Chargers. Chargers laying 9.5. And the Vikings at the Seahawks. I will lay to 10.5 with Seattle.
And that is your six-pack of picks. We'll do our college picks to wrap up the show here in about an hour. If I make it, dude, I don't know what's been going on this final hour. I've just been so tired. I know I, you know, take some smelling salts and pump it up so on the air, but I am, like, I'm not even going to stay up and do fantasy waivers tonight. I think I'm going to go home and crawl right in bed.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to do fantasy waivers tonight.
That's insane. You can't stay up another hour. There's no ability for me to pick up. This is why I still have the number one waiver wire claim.
I track my sleep with my Fitbit. I laid in bed at 1:42 last night, my time. The Fitbit said I fell asleep at 1:43.
Wow.
I'm beat, brother. All right. More Bart Winkler Show coming up.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.